Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
All right, we are back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have a good mix of talk and tune for you this hour. News pieces from close and far, and by far I mean just province-wide. But before we get started with today's episode, I just want to acknowledge that this program, as well as all of our programs here at CJSF, are broadcasted on the unceded and ancestral lands of the Hulkumalum and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here on these lands since time immemorial. Now, we have a pretty stacked episode, but before we get into it, September 1st, 10:01 a.m., thank you all so much for tuning in. Let's start off with some local music. This is Bloom Effect with Surreal. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host for the hour, Danny Nesvetterani. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour, whether you're at home, maybe you're driving to work right now, maybe you're just driving. Regardless, means a lot, and hopefully you learn a thing or two. Let's start off with the first piece of the hour. This is one that I spoke about briefly last week, but I put into a dedicated piece. This is about the Vancouver Metal Choir at Pleasant Mountain Music School. Hope you enjoy. Excuse me while we fix this file right up. Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. If you're walking in the South Granville neighborhood of Vancouver on any given Thursday night, you might hear something that you wouldn't usually expect. Don't worry, there's no cause for concern here. What you're listening to right now is actually the Vancouver Metal Choir. Part of the Pleasant Mountain Music School, the Metal Choir meets every week to practice group renditions of heavy metal songs. We here at CJSF reached out, and we were invited to check out one of these practices. And while we didn't know what to expect, to say the least, we were not disappointed. The person you can hear instructing is Kelsey Luo, a rock and metal musician, music instructor, and session vocalist with a very unique skill set of extreme vocals, aka metal screams. After the class had ended, we spoke with some of the choir members on what first drew them to the idea of a metal choir in the first place.
I waited almost a decade and a half to study or learn extreme vocals, and I'm really glad that there was this opportunity in Vancouver. And I got the randomest Instagram app, and I said, yes, this is me. And I started working with Kelsey, and the metal choir has been the highlight of my week every week since then.
I saw an ad on Reddit for screaming in metal choir, and I always wanted to join a music group where I could sing metal songs and like songs that I listen to. And I've been out of touch with music, so I thought it was a good vibe and a good time to come join. And it's become sort of my therapy session. Every Thursday I come here and scream away my pain and my troubles, and it's a really fun group, and it's just like-minded people just enjoying good music, so it's a great time.
As a defunct theater kid, giving any opportunity to sing again has been the greatest opportunity in my life, and the fact that I get to do a new vocal technique and do some scary-ass noises is super fun.
It can help unleash the, you know, the suppressed anger and the beast and everything that's frowned upon, and it feels like it's such a safe environment, and it's like, oh, it's not only, you know, being able to express myself, but also it's about finding the community and like-minded people. It's been amazing.
I love singing, and I was the one of the recruits by Xenia, because I was looking for a choir, and this seemed like a fun, relaxed one where you can also get to scream.
It's been really cool. I was really hoping to like meet a lot of people who like metal, because a lot of people in my life don't like metal. And so I was like, I need more people who are into the stuff that I'm into. And there's lots of that here.
We also spoke with Kelsey Luo afterwards, who explained how she first started instructing for metal vocals. We also spoke about the choir's first upcoming public performance at Commercial Drive's Car Free Day on September 5th.
Hello, my name is Kelsey, and I am the extreme vocal and piano instructor at PMM. We started this metal choir program back in January of 2023, and it was an idea that actually the roommate of one of our owners, Sarah, she mentioned wanting to join a choir, but strictly for metal, and it's not something that Vancouver had or still has that I know of. So we decided to make that happen. And I was very interested in that idea. And I just thought, oh, you know, I wonder if there's a big enough community in Vancouver for it. And the fact that the first, I think, info session that we had, and there was like 20 people that showed up, I'm like, okay, there is a metal community in Vancouver. And, you know, that was like pretty inspiring to me. And we just kept the program running since.
I guess I'd imagine you come from a metal background, if this is something that you are willing to spearhead in this kind of way. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So I call myself, so this is funny. I don't consider myself a metalhead. I am what some people call a poser. So I'm like, I got into metal from like post-hardcore, like emo, like that kind of stuff. I listen to mostly like metalcore, progressive metalcore bands like that, but I'm obviously into like other kinds of metal and other styles of music. But I got into the style of music when I was 9, when I first heard Evanescence and Linkin Park, and then it branched out to like more emo bands like Taking Back Sunday and Fall Out Boy, and then it was post-hardcore with like Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil. And then I discovered metalcore when I was about 17, when I first heard of Mice and Men, The Word Alive. And then I discovered Era when they first came out. And at that time, their first album was progressive metalcore. And that's been my favorite genre ever since, because it combines like traditional metalcore with progressive metals, like technical metalcore, and it's melodic. And I've just, you know, been into that music ever since. And I write music similar to that. So that's been my main passion.
And throughout the session, it sounded like you all are working towards something, like a specific event or somewhere where you're performing. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, so our first performance outside is going to be at Car Free Day. And we had this opportunity from Chris, one of our owners, and he's friends with, I think his name is Jeff. He's Chris's barber, and he happens to, I think, run this event. I'm not entirely sure of that. But we got this opportunity, and I think it's between 12 to 1. I'm going to have to confirm with him on that. But yeah, this is going to be our first performance outside of our school. Like, we do like summer and winter recitals, and this is going to be our first one out in the public. So we're pretty excited about that, because this is our first one where we're going to be doing performances without sheet music, and it's going to be like a public facing performance. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And especially with this group in particular, like, it's been running for about 4.5 years with this program. I'd say this is the strongest group we've had.
How does one protect their, you know, because you've been doing this for a while, I'd imagine, how does one protect their voice long term when screaming in that way?
That's a good question. I'd say vocal maintenance is really important, just in general, whether clean vocals or extreme vocals. Generally, when I warm up, I start with clean vocals, and then I go through like various extreme vocal techniques. I do the warm-up separately, and then I go over songs, and I also have a cool-down exercise where I go over buzzing or lip trills. Generally, I try not to practice for over an hour, because you don't want to overuse your voice when you're practicing these techniques, especially like if you're on tour and you're consistently playing shows. But generally, just regular vocal maintenance, like getting enough sleep, eating healthy, not eating spicy foods or a big meal before performances, limiting drinking and, you know, smoking and vaping as well. Just things like that. And also massaging the larynx. That is something that I find definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. How did you decide on the songs that are going to be performed? It seems like a pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's a group effort. So we have the five songs that we have so far. So Ariel, so this was a song that pretty much everyone knew. Like System of a Down is a classic. Can't go wrong with that. Cannibal from Vola. So that one was chosen by Michaela. So that was a really good choice. And we have, what is it? My Heart Will Go On was chosen by Chris. We have, is it Babylon? Oh, also chosen by Chris. And Rule of Nine. So that was chosen by a former metal choir attendee. And Spirit Box is also one of my favorite bands. So that was just a solid choice all around. So generally, we have like a couple songs that we, like Chris and I, we talked about doing before the sessions. And then we also get our attendees to choose songs as well. And then I usually pick a song during the semester. So it was just a culmination of everyone's choices.
How can people that want to get involved with the metal choir?
Oh, you can sign right up on Pleasant Mountain Music. You can talk to Chris, Sarah, sign up on the website. And yeah, this is a great community. People that have started in this choir, I think two semesters ago, like they're friends now and they're hanging out. We even have the first session of metal choir we ever did. There was a couple that came out of it and they're still going strong. So yeah, check it out.
Awesome. And one last thing. Is there a simple heavy metal technique or method or scream that you can teach the people listening?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the false chord technique, I'd say grunting like a dog is a good start. So let's say your long day of work, you come home, you go, ugh, right? And now you just drop lower into your larynx, engage your diaphragm, ugh, 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 and now you can slide into that false chord. You can also close your mouth and do a grunt. So these are all techniques to help you get into that false chord placement. When it comes to fry screams, which is another scream technique, so cackling or screeching like a cat is an example that you can use. Meow! So that's a start to the fry screams. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for showing me. Once again, that was the lead instructor of the Vancouver Metal Choir, Kelsey Luo. You can hear the Metal Choir in action on September 5th at noon during Car Free Day on Commercial Drive. You can also learn more about the Metal Choir and how to join at pleasantmountainmusic.ca. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca. Thank you so much for tuning in to that piece. We're back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Coming up next, recently there has been an ongoing strike action happening outside of the waste-to-energy facility in Burnaby, one that is operated by the City of Metro Vancouver, but recently, back in March of 2025, was taken over by the company Veolia. Contract negotiations for the current employers there with their union Unifor have fallen through, and there is currently strike action. As a result, we decided to go down to the picket line. Here is that piece. Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. At 6 a.m. on August 25th, Metro Vancouver's waste-to-energy facility workers began strike action. Close to 40 steam engineers and other trades workers have been at the picket line every day since, defending what their union, Unifor Local 433, is calling the status quo against an employer looking to shave costs at workers' expense. According to a press release from Unifor, the job action is in response to the employer, Veolia, demanding contract concessions during bargaining. CJSF took a trip down to the picket line, where we were able to speak with David O'Neill, an assistant shift engineer at the facility, who shared some of his and his fellow employees' perspective on the situation, as well as some background information on what led to this strike in the first place.
Well, a little background in history. Veolia Water Canada took over the operation of this facility 18 months ago, March of 2025. And since that time, for about the last 15 months, we've been in collective bargaining to establish a new contract. Now, as you heard earlier, a lot of these employees have been here for decades, and we have operated under a number of different companies running this Metro Vancouver-owned facility. And this contract is, to my knowledge, always been carried forward. And Veolia Water Canada came in and essentially ripped up our existing contract and said, we're going to start from scratch. And in doing so, was trying to enforce a lot of concessions on our part, where we would just overall lose. And the membership felt that, you know, based on the age of the facility, the knowledge and experience of the workers, and what we had in the past, was their idea that starting from scratch was completely unacceptable. And we couldn't come to an agreement during bargaining, and so we ended up, unfortunately, on job action on the line. Quotes from the company state that they don't know what our demands are, and that is categorically false, because right from the beginning we outlined we just simply want what we had. If Veolia had come in and simply signed on the dotted line for our existing contract that we had in the past, the previous operating company was Covanta, and he said, okay, well, we'll keep this contract, you know, maybe add a little bit more cost of living expenses. We all know what our current economic climate is like, so nothing too unreasonable. And we would have been happily at work.
While the strike is ongoing, the facility will not be producing any energy for the area, the significance of which is not lost on employees like David O'Neill.
I would like to see both sides come to the table. Nobody on this line wants to be out here. At the end of the day, we all have families and bills to pay, and our time is better spent doing what we do best in the plant and providing a service for the community. We burn waste and we generate electricity, and that's what we want to do.
Afterwards, CJSF reached out to Veolia to get their perspective on the ongoing job action and the statements made by Unifor, as well as the waste-to-energy facility employees. We received a response, and here is the statement they provided. Quote, Veolia has negotiated in good faith with Unifor Local 433 for more than a year and is disappointed that its members have chosen to start this labor action. Last month, Local 433's members rejected a proposed contract developed with a mediator, and the union has not proposed any alternative agreement since then. Veolia stands ready to resume negotiations as soon as possible and reach a fair contract that restarts the waste-to-energy facility and offers fair employment terms for Local 433. End quote. Strike action at the Metro Vancouver waste-to-energy facility is ongoing. So as the situation progresses, you can hear more updates at CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Danny Nazvitarani, your community journalist for CJSF, and this segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also hear this piece on frequencynews.ca. We are back once again with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in to those couple of news pieces that I was able to produce for today. And before we get into the next one, let's play one more local track. This is from the band Chopping Spree off of their album Animoia, and this track is titled Two Rooms. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.